Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mind.
Alrighty. Well, welcome today to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is our Saturday show, and today we have Terry J on with us. She is an amazing psychic person. She does cat stuff. She does messages. She does law of attraction. She does all kinds of stuff here. And check with us always at www.psychicsgonewild.com to see all of our readers, healers, who's offering classes, who has books, all that good stuff, because we have a lot of information there. And Terry, I'm going to have you tell us, tell all of our listeners here, how they can get a hold of you also.
The best way is through my website. My website is www.terrijay.com, and there's lots of little places on there where it says email, and it's underlined, and that's a button that'll take you right to an email so that you can email me to schedule an appointment or if you have any questions.
Awesome. And for people who, because we have new people, you know, like tuning in every week, can you just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what kind of stuff? Because I know you do pet stuff, and there's been a lot of, you know, people wanting to connect with their, you know, pets and that kind of stuff. But what else do you do besides that? I know I read the description, but I'm going to let you tell us.
Well, I started out as a pet psychic because I really wanted to learn to communicate with the horses that I used in my horseback therapy program. But the reason I found out I was intuitive was because I heard a nonverbal child. So I do a lot of that, too. I communicate with people that have communication disorders like severe autism and people that are in a coma, persistent vegetative state, or with severe Alzheimer's or dementia, people that have had strokes and are aphasic. I can communicate with them for their families, and I do it all by phone. I also love communicating with horses because when horses are in pain, they can become absolutely dangerous, and, of course, then they can't do their job right. I love communicating with people that have passed away, and I also communicate with animals that have passed, too. So the only thing that I don't like to do is police work. It's probably the only thing that, I'm not comfortable with, because people, when they pass, you know, if they've been murdered, they're fine, they're happy, they're at peace, they don't have any problems. So the only way you're going to get information on, like, a murder case is to tune into the perpetrator. And it's just, ugh, it's just slimy. It's energetically slimy, so I hate to do that. But other than that, pretty much anything goes. Relationships, finances, health, pets, you know, pretty
business,
much everything.
Career.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going to say, and you know the one that people always want, is like, do you have the numbers for the lottery? It's like I'd be sitting on a beach in Bermuda right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
What I found, Kelly,
is that if there's going to be a benefit for the reader, you'll never get the information. So people will ask me for lottery numbers and things, and it's like, you'll never get it, because whoever, even if they say they wouldn't, whoever won the lottery from you telling them what the winning numbers would be, they'd want to give you some sort of a gratuity, and so it gives you a stake in the outcome. But once you have a stake in the outcome, you're not clear.
Yeah, that is probably true. Although, you know, that one guy who was Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet, it's like, I don't know that he ever really got close. I don't really think they had a lottery back then, but it's like he got all kinds of stuff, you know, for people in terms of business. And it's like, you know, of course, business people would then, you know, come back to him and you know, were very generous with him and, you know, built stuff and whatever. So it's like, I mean, he got benefit from it, but it wasn't a direct like, you know, buy a ticket, win a thing type of deal. It's like it was always business deals. So, right. All righty. Well, we got some folks waiting to talk to you here, so we're going to jump right in. And Terry loves helping people. We'll say, you know, one thing I'll say about Terry is she's really directly honest. It's like if you ask her, she's going to tell you. So it's like be prepared, you know, put on your cowboy boots and get ready to ride, okay? So here we go.
I always say put your big panties on and deal with it.
Okay, that works too. Area code 928, let's get you on here live with us. Hello.
Hello.
How can I help?
Yes, hi, my name is Alfina.
How can I help, sweetie?
I'm just looking for a general love reading.
Are you in a relationship now?
Not really, no.
You know, you're actually stopping it from coming. You have a lot of fears, and when we come out of fear, that's the lowest vibration possible, okay? So what I would recommend that you do is focus on loving yourself, and the more you love yourself, the more you are going to be just a conduit to pull love in from others, okay? You really got to start there, because we can't be looking to others for approval. You know, we have to love ourselves at 10, otherwise that's all we have available to another person. If we love ourselves at 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, then we can only have a 2 for other people. So we can't look for others for approval. So the other thing, too, is do your vision board. You know, watch the movie The Secret. Do your vision board. On your vision board, it needs to say, I'm in a loving, committed relationship with a wonderful person who loves, honors, and cherishes me. They are, and then you describe them. Happy, sexy, balanced, wealthy, clean, cooperative, funny, kind, whatever's important to you. And then you actually have to feel what it feels like to already have that person in your life. And that's the only way you'll be able to manifest that kind of a relationship. And oh my goodness, when it works, does it work? It's incredible.
Actually, I'm sort of talking with my ex again right now, and then I'm, I just was another person, so...
Don't go there. Sweetie Pie, don't go there. That is not a good situation for you to be in.
Okay, what about the other person that I'm texting with?
Here's the thing. I'm going to give you some really strong guidance on this. When we meet someone, when we meet someone, say, online, you have to give yourself...
I didn't meet him online.
Okay. But when we meet someone... We need to have interpersonal relationships as soon as possible, okay? Just texting does not a relationship make. It's not enough. And people are very different when they're having some sort of an alternative communication than when they're really with a person. So you really need the FaceTime, okay? The other thing, too, I want you to get more clear about what it is that you're looking for. This isn't a crapshoot. You can all be magnificent manifestors. So if you're just sort of leaving it up to chance, that's probably what you're going to get is something very chancy, right? So be more proactive about what it is that you're looking for, and then you'll manifest it. You can do this. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
All righty. We are here with, we're getting a little bit of blog stuff, and we found out this is because there's a little bit of a solar interference happening, but there we go. We have area code 256. You're on live with us.
Hey. She kind of squashed my question when she said she didn't like to do murders or homicide or something like that.
Uh-oh.
The thing is, and I know he's my brother's at peace. I really do.
Yeah.
Even if it is a homicide. I do know that.
Right.
But there has been some things that's been going on, like one guy's trying to claim the deed to the house. His house is being robbed. Like for 7 days after his death, people were going into his house taking stuff. And so the question I asked, I know my brother is happy. He is where two brothers died within 28 days. I know both of them are happy. The question is, Sam, since you don't want to get into the who done what or whatever, will there be, do you see it being resolved in a court issue? And if the house will, his estate will come back to the family for this other guy's trying to claim hold to the estate.
It feels to me like there needs to be more bringing in of law, like lawyers. That there needs to be more involvement with lawyers standing up. Or the family, okay? And there needs to be more of that, more like an advocate. That's a good word. Like someone who's going to advocate for the family,
Okay.
Well, I have a lawyer. I do have a lawyer. It's just that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, the lawyers need to be doing things, okay? And the best thing that you can do to stay out of it and to keep your own peace
mm-hmm.
is to just put it on your vision board. You know, my brother's
mm-hmm.
murder has been solved and justice has been served and I am peaceful and joyful.
Right.
You know,
I'm still waiting the autopsy. Go ahead.
Just put that out there so that you're not dragged into that negativity.
Right. That's what I've been doing. And what you're saying about the lawyer is also true, because the lawyer I hired, turned out he never really worked in an estate. I had to do all the running around, but I'm fixing to make him do the legwork, make him stand up.
Right, right. And the thing is that the more legwork you do by yourself, the more money you're going to
mm-hmm.
save, right?
Yeah, I did a lot of legwork,
right.
A lot for this lawyer.
You do save money when but the best thing that you can do is just put it on your vision board and feel what it feels
mm-hmm.
like to have the whole thing resolved. That feeling is what makes it happen. Thoughts are things, thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best thing that you can do to make it happen and also
mm-hmm.
to get resolution for your brother. And
yes.
The thing is it's really important to know he doesn't really care. You know, people on the other
side. Yeah, I know that. They don't care. I understand that because he's in a better place.
Sure.
Exactly. And I understand that part of it. It's just because I'm over here and I have got to be the one, I'm the minister over the estate, and plus I'm the one, the sister that's taking care of all the legal aspects of it, because don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to come down spiritually, but anybody, you're the host of the show, the lady, everybody does want to see, you don't want people going around killing people and getting away with it. I'm sorry. Because if they kill once, they'll kill again.
Sure.
And my brother did rescue a dog that got shot in the neck. And I think with the .22, I think that was part of it as well. So
part of his
I'm
what?
Not trying. Part of the reason why he died was my brother rescued a dog that got shot in the neck with a .22, nursed
uh-huh.
it back to health, and the so-called owner of the dog went to his house, supposed to kick him in the head, and hit him and then kick him in the head. There was a fight that ensued.
Right.
But I won't know the autopsy. It's so far, I'm waiting on the toxicology coming back. But so far, the detective, the death investigator over the autopsy has told me it's ruled a homicide so far.
Right. Well, you just have to leave them to do their job to stay on top of it. That's what you can do.
So you don't
know
how long the time frame would it be before this gets resolved? Can you just tell me that?
So, you know, it's really funny, but there's no time on the other side. There's no time on the other side. So, you know, you're never really given that kind of information, and I really resist giving people any kind of numerical information. Even if I pick up on it, because it never serves. It never serves. Especially when somebody says, okay, so-and-so's terminally ill, how long are they going to live? I get that question all the time, and I go, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh. It,
you know,
you don't know. And even hospice does not know that. They can give you
exactly.
2 weeks, and they can only grow for 4 weeks. Exactly.
Or they can go on for years and years. It's happened. So
I never
give out time frames or numbers because it doesn't exist on the other side.
Right.
I mean,
call back in. Go ahead.
Okay, I have people get after me all the time because I say I don't believe in numerology, and they go, oh, what?
I do believe in numerology. I'm a numerologist.
Well, there's no numbers on the other side, so where's that information coming from?
Well, but the thing is, this whole world, it's made up of language. And without numbers, you cannot create. It's everything. The molecules, everything.
I know, but numbers
and it's
are
energy.
Numbers were created by man.
Numbers, so language was as well.
Same thing. Created by man. They were man creations. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
And sure, I have to look into that because that's how I do readings myself, and I usually use numerology as a tool most times, and sometimes I don't have to use it. Okay.
All right. So
thank you. I'll call
care.
You guys back. All right, and let y'all know what happens. Bye-bye. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. There we go. Okay. Yes, and indeed. Yeah, do call us back and, you know, let us know because I know there's different ones that, you know, that might pick up something on that. So definitely let us know. All righty. Area code 916. 916, you are on live with us. 916. Sounds like they are typing at their typewriter here. 916, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on. You're on live.
Okay. Let me sneak behind the books.
This must be Mountain.
And I may or may not get caught, so I better get to the question. Can you talk to dogs on the other side?
Yeah, I can talk to people on the other side all the time. Who did you want to connect to?
Oh, well, I was saying dogs. My dog,
hey,
Coco.
Ben. I'm having trouble
Coco,
hearing.
Coco, my dog.
Okay, and when did Coco pass?
Oh, gosh. 90-something.
Didn't you get another dog after Coco passed?
Yeah, Fritz.
Okay, well, that's Coco's spirit. Coco's spirit came back with that dog.
No, they were alive at the same time.
Doesn't matter. That's a walk-in.
Really?
Yeah.
So what happened to Fritz that he walked out?
No. They share beautifully. They share beautifully. You know, I don't understand it completely either, but, you know, if you think about
So Fritz was Coco. But somebody told me that Coco was back again in another dog and went to Indiana. And I didn't realize that dogs did that like we do, keep coming back.
Oh, yeah, because their job with us is as a teacher and a healer. That's their job with us. They're here to teach us about unconditional love. That's their whole mission. They're our teachers and our healers. They help heal us.
Oh, yes.
So,
is there any chance the dog that John found was Coco? Because he's in Indiana, and a dog just walked right up to him and became his dog.
Here's the thing. The answer may sound confusing, but it's yes and yes. We have to remember that spirit is essence. So spirit has no limits. We are only limited when we are in the physical. When we are not in the physical, we have no limitations, do we?
No.
So one spirit can come back in 10 bodies, 10 spirits can go into one body.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that.
Sure.
I
well,
can come back as 10 people?
There's only one rule, and that is with God, all things are possible.
Oh, well, I like that one. I'm going to be saying that all day. Get
right.
down to basics.
Yes.
Okay. So Coco could be the dog that John found, maybe, huh?
Absolutely.
Or maybe he's still on the other side.
and they're still on the other side because when we pass, when we cross over, they're there too.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people don't understand about spirit, that it's not one on one on one, you know, that one dies and comes back as another and comes back as another and comes back as another, right? Because how would we have multiplied our population in our civilizations early on? You know, spirits are limitless. They're absolutely limitless. And they're endless.
So are we on the other side too?
Yes, I think that's where guidance comes from because I think I think of our higher self or our guides as reflections or parts of our personalities when we were in the physical. Right?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's heavy stuff to understand.
Well, it's just a matter of accepting it and thinking and knowing that with God, all things are possible. And God, think about what God is. God is not a guy with a beard sitting on a frickin' cloud, okay? think about what God is. I call it source or source energy, because God is love. Love is the only energy that defies all the laws of physics, right? Because
mm-hmm.
love is the only energy that is made or created from nothing. So God
all right.
is love. God is love with the intention to create. An intention is so powerful. Whatever you intend, you can bring it about, as long as it's something positive. I mean, it's
well,
nothing
sometimes
shorter.
You bring three things that are in three different directions when you intend to bring in one, and then you don't know what to do. Because your manifestation's brought too much in.
Well, the thing is you listen to your heart, and you try them on. You try them on. You know, if it's choice A or choice B, you try it on and see which one feels better, because the feelings never lie. You know, we're taught to not react to our emotions as children. You know, don't cry, don't act up, don't act out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you feel, don't act up. You know, you have to behave. And we end up stuffing our feelings and stuffing our feelings and stuffing our feelings. And then it's like, so how do you feel about that? I don't know, right?
Right.
So we have to get
this
back.
This is a good show. People need to hear what you're saying.
Thank you, sweetie. I'm honored. I'm honored to help. And I love helping people to heal, too, because, you know, people don't understand that disease is caused by stuck negative emotions.
Oh, I've worked on that one for years, and they
sure.
would end up just hating me if I started correcting the way they talked. So I gave up. And I'll be going back to it as people wake up more. But
yeah.
you know how they still say it. They still say it makes me sick, or she or he broke my heart, or you know. I try
I'm
to get
killing.
People not to do that for years.
My favorite one is it's killing. That's my favorite one. People say, "Oh my God, it's just killing me," or it's
oh,
eating
yeah,
my
that one too.
Eating my guts
or is anybody
out.
Dying for this? I accidentally said that the other day. Is somebody dying to take my space because I can't get there? And then I caught myself.
That's
so
funny.
Even I slip.
yeah. I do occasionally, but I always my friends are always on top of me telling me, so they correct.
Be careful with
okay.
you.
Well,
you
I had fun. I understand more about the docs now, why he can talk to me from the other side and why he's with someone else. Okay.
And why he's there in your other dog. The answer
okay.
is yes
The other dog is gone now, too.
Okay. So, well,
yeah.
if
now
you
I don't
allow them,
dog.
They come back. If you allow
oh,
it, they come back always.
Oh, well, I would love to have 15 dogs and be settled in, but I'm not settled enough to have dogs right now.
Well, then give thanks for your perfect being settled, and you will.
Yay, I'm going to be soon.
Yeah.
Is that Kelly that you're with, Casey? Is that who that is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's the one that sang the song of what was really happening the other day about the engine taking a nosedive, and now you're just gliding. Well, I'm still just gliding with this car, so.
This is good.
That was funny.
Going down
so you're pretty talking yourself, girl. But the new car is going to glide right in any second. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Very good.
Because
yes,
people who are loud sometimes. Don't like it when other people have to be on the phone. Okay, I gotta go now. Bye bye.
By the librarian.
I'm in
okay.
trouble.
Bad.
Bye bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye bye.
Have a good one. Oh my goodness. You know, and I've heard some of that, Terry. It's like you know, some of that. I think it's I want to say it's the guy that wrote Journey of the Soul and Destiny of the Soul. And we got a couple of the callers here, but I just kind of want to stop for a minute and address that because he had said something that there were like you know when we are in a physical body that we only actually have like I don't know it was like 20 or 25% of spirit is actually driving our body, that the other like 75 to 80% is always on the other side working. And then there was a case of this. Of this person, it's like she had what you just described. It's like she had a vision of herself like somewhere in the Midwest, you know, she was a farm wife, and then the other part of her was like out in California as, you know, as a wife and mother. And it's like, so it was this person, it's like she was having these dual flashes of like having this, you know, double life at the same time. And it's like, and that was the first time I'd ever heard of anything like that. It was really interesting. Have you, I mean, are there any like references or books, or have you written anything, or, you know, where people can get more information on that?
My book isn't out yet. I don't know if I think I do address that spirit is essence, so therefore everything is possible. You know, I think I do, I address that a lot, because I actually, one of my editors wrote back and said, you've said this 5 times, are you sure you want to keep it in there? I said, yes, people don't get it.
Right.
So my book is coming out, and it'll have a lot of that in there. I'm not, you know, the only book I can think of would be the book Frequency by Penny Pierce. But I don't know. I haven't gotten far enough into that book to see if she addresses it.
Okay.
And then The Holographic Universe, I love that book, too.
Yeah, Michael Talbot, that was what I started with years ago. I love that one. Yeah. That is a really cool book. I liked it when the guy was manifested the double Radrushka, and it's like, and then he realized the guy who was writing the book wanted to keep it, so he says, give it back. You know, they didn't speak the same language, and he held it in his hands for a couple minutes, and it's like Sai Baba guy or something, and it's like, and he gave it back to him like 24 karat gold, you know, covered. So not only was a botanical anomaly, but it's like he also gave it back to him gold covered. It's like, it was pretty amazing. I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
That was the part that I remember. It's like I was always more interested in the healing parts of stuff. But yeah, that was an awesome book. All righty, let's see. Let's grab another caller here. Area code 661. 661. We got you. All right.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So how can I help, sweetie?
What do you see in general? I guess.
You have so many areas that you need a kick in the behind in. I don't know where to start.
I need a kick in the behind? Is that what you just said?
Yes, with all the love in my heart. Have you seen the movie The Secret? I sound like a broken record, but have you seen the movie The Secret?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Did you do your vision board?
No, I mean, I've done that stuff in the past before I ever saw the movie The Secret.
Okay, but you need to watch the movie again and do your vision board, because it feels like you're wobbling on your path. That's the only word I can think of. That you have such potential to do such amazing, wonderful things, and it's like you're just not doing it. And you're a great, great manifester, and it's like you've lost your belief in your own power. You know, there's a feeling of disempowerment when I tune into you. So the couple things are is to work on becoming your empowered again, get your power back. And then the other thing is really focus on what it is that you want to manifest in your life and then go do it. You're incredibly powerful, but it's like you're the only one who didn't get the memo that you are. Does that make sense?
I just feel like the results never matched up to the hype for me personally, and it's just like what's that saying, hope deferred makes the heart weak or whatever, and it's just like, you know,
it's like it's some
endless torture test of faith or belief or whatever. And
no.
It's like if it only took a few days it'd be easy, but if it, like, it's going to take years and decades.
Pretty, I've been trying for 5 years to get a television show. I have not given up hope one time. And what my guidance tells me is the universe is not ready to hear these messages quite yet. That's what I'm hearing. When I was trying to manifest a partner, I heard the timing isn't right, the timing isn't right, the timing isn't right. And it's like, what the frig? You know, you want to pull your hair out because this is my business. I know this stuff, right? Well, come to find out, I have met the person. But guess what? I had to wait until his wife died and that he's finished his grieving process before we could be together. So there's all kinds of things going on in the universe that line things up for us. We are always given yes as an answer from from the universe when we're trying to manifest something. We're either told, yes, here you go, right now, here it is, or we're told the timing isn't right, or we're told, no, you're aiming too low, we've got something better in mind for you, be patient. We're always told yes. Just because it's not in our time frame doesn't mean it's not going to happen or that we're not deserving of it, is it?
Yeah, 20, 30 years down the road, you're still waiting forever, and just like, you know, how much crap does one man have to take?
Well, the thing is that you have to heal yourself. You have to heal yourself and get in that right, wonderful surrender. And if you need healing instructions, email me. I'm happy to send them to you. And you can start healing yourself.
I don't need healing instructions. I just need tangible results, tangible good results that
now,
don't take 40 years.
Sweetie, if you are still basing your life on false beliefs that were given to you as a child, then that needs to be healed. I'm not talking about necessarily physical healing from disease. And the other thing, too, get on the internet and download the book Science of Getting Rich, and it's at .net, scienceofgettingrich.net. It's an incredible book. The movie The Secret was based on it, okay? And read it. And the thing is if you don't believe in yourself and in your ability to manifest, then you'll never have it. It's almost like
I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I'm a human being. I can only do so much. I can't control other people, and I certainly don't control the universe, you know, spirit, if spirit doesn't want to answer.
No, you're just not hearing. You're on a different wavelength is all.
Well, if he would speak in plain English and in a language that I understand, I don't understand some kind of Morse code Martian.
The thing is we have to be in surrender and have our plan laid out and then have that happy, loving feeling before things happen. It's like sitting in front of a cold wood stove and saying, if you give me some heat, then I'll go outside and get some wood and put it in. That's the whole thing about faith and belief. You have to choose to live in love instead of fear. If you're choosing to live in fear, you're maintaining the lowest vibration possible. And your fear is this stuff will never happen because it hasn't happened yet. You can't live in fear. You have
when
to live
I had,
in love.
When I had this strong faith for however long, I didn't see tangible results.
But
how long do you have to go? Do you have to go 30 years without having one single doubt just to have something manifest? It's ridiculous.
No.
There's all these different standards where somebody gets an answer within a couple of days, another person a week or a month, next person's waiting forever. It's inconsistent. Where's the consistency?
Did you feel all the anger that you have?
I wonder why. You're here. What you're coming in on the tail end of this. This has been going on for over 35 years now.
I understand.
What I was told as a little boy, you mentioned what I was told as a little boy. What I was told as a little boy was, if you believe it, you can see it. You can experience it. You can have the desires of your heart. When is that going to happen?
Well, you have to get out of fear because anger is being in fear. And the thing is that
in anger, when I wasn't in fear, it didn't happen for me then. What about
were
that?
Were you in gratitude? You have to be in gratitude, too. Gratitude is what
yes,
makes it all happen.
I was. Yes, I was.
Okay, here's the thing. Is you're trying to get an answer to 30 years of it's not working in one question over the radio. Okay? The best thing you can do is schedule a private session because we're not going to get through this and find your block while other people are waiting to have their single
session. No, but it's just me needing a kick in the butt, right? It's all on me, It's just me needing a kick in the butt like it's all my fault, right?
The thing is, and I said gentle loving. I said gentle loving, kick in the behind. I'm a cowgirl. That's how I talk, okay? But what I'm saying is that something in the formula is missing. There is either not gratitude or lack of belief or lack of faith or living in fear instead of love.
No, what's missing is that it takes too long. It's taking too long, and then over time, a human being is a human being. I'm not a piece of metal that doesn't have emotions and feelings.
I understand, but we're not going to solve this today. you know, if you want me to help you in a private session, I'd be happy to. But I would ask you to also do some. I'm really cheap. It's $40 for a half hour and $75 for an hour. Plus, I have a sale on this weekend. $35 for a half hour and $65 for an hour. I'm cheap. The thing is that it's really important for you to figure out where you got blocked and then heal that block through energy healing. And that's something that you can do yourself.
The block was the universe not answering, God not answering, spirit, whatever you want to call it, not answering. That's been the block.
Well, it's a matter of just not hearing what the answer is, because it's your prayers are always answered. Okay? Let me know if I can help you.
Yeah, I don't get my prayers answered, so still waiting on that.
Get a hold of her at www.terryj.com, and you know, like she said, there's what I agree with her. It's like, I understand you're very frustrated, you're very angry. Whatever the issue is that you've really been trying to work with, obviously is not, you know, happening. But it's like, at the same time, she's correct in that sometimes, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot for whatever reason. So definitely, it's like this is something that you know, I'm thinking Terry would do better with in terms of, you know, not doing it live on the radio. It's like she needs some quiet time to sit, you know, and visit with you and just find out, you know, what's going on and really and truly. So, you know, do that. It's like, and do that for yourself, because, you know, you have a lot of anger going on. And it's like, it's palpable. It's like, you know, we can feel you're really angry and frustrated and upset. And, you know, all I'm going to say is, I don't know if you're a Bible reader, but you know what? Job went through a lot too. And he lost a lot. He had a lot. He lost a lot. Sometimes we are tested. And, you know, it's not necessarily God who tests us, but it is the other side that tests us. And you got to make sure that you don't lose your integrity, no matter how long it takes. No matter how long it
God
takes.
God lets it go on, though, doesn't he? God just lets it go on, though, doesn't he? And I have kept my integrity. I always take the high road. And quite frankly, it's never paid off for me.
Wow.
But then you see other people who aren't taking the high road, and they're getting the things that you would desire in your own life. And it just tells you logically you can't walk around being a nice guy. You can't, because people mistake your kindness for weakness, and then God doesn't answer it, or the universe, whatever you want to call it, doesn't want to answer, and you're sitting there going through life, sitting there going, when's something going to happen for me? Come on, man. It's like, you know, this clown here, like, is getting it through nefarious means.
Kelly, one of the things that I put up all over the place, because I had a problem with patience, is that I am so grateful for the perfect timing on everything in my life. And
right.
That really helped. It really helped me. It got me off of push. But as long as we're
right.
in anger, we're living in fear, and fear is the lowest
I'm
vibration.
I'm not in fear. I'm a former Marine. I'm a trained killer. I am not in fear.
Kelly,
brother,
can we go to the next caller?
Yeah, definitely. I will say, you know, my brother was a Marine, and it's like, until he got out of that, and it's like, yeah, definitely. They teach a lot of anger. They teach a lot of anger response in the military. It's like my dad
right.
was in the Navy, brother was a Marine, you know, all that stuff. And my two boys are currently, you know, in Afghanistan and whatever. So it's like, yeah, it's like military does teach a lot of things that's not necessarily good. But anyway,
well,
a lot of people
that go through military service, a lot of people that go through military service end up with PTSD too. And then that's where energy healing can really help them to get rid of the anger. Because as long as we stay in anger,
right.
nothing ever changes in our life. Because anger is
right.
fear. It is fear.
Yeah.
We only have two emotions.
Right.
We have love and we have
fight,
fear.
Fight.
Those are the only two emotions yeah. we have. All the negative emotions are a part of fear, and all the positive emotions are a part of love. And people need to understand that.
Yeah. And there's the fight and flight response too, so it's like, yeah. All righty, area code 612, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, I love that you talk about the vision board, because I am a firm believer that everyone has to have a vision board. Sorry.
Absolutely.
I can't speak. but I love vision boards. I think that they're amazing. I think they give you positive reinforcement, and I love them. So I completely agree with you on that.
Okay. How can I help?
Okay, so I have a relationship question. I am wondering, okay, so my boyfriend and I, we were fighting a little just because we're long distance right now because I'm traveling for work, and that always kind of takes a toll on a relationship. But we got better. But last night, I called him at like 2 o'clock in the morning his time, and he answered, and then he told me he was sleeping, and I know he wasn't. And so I'm just wondering if he was being truthful with me about everything yesterday.
You know, it's really funny that before you even started your asking your question, guidance said, why is she asking you? She already knows the answer. You have to trust what you're getting. You have to trust what you're getting. Intuitively, you knew something was not right, and yet you still sort of took his word for it.
So are you? Was he with someone else last night?
I don't think it serves to answer the question. I don't think it serves. But I think you have to look at the red flags that you've been getting in your relationship that you're choosing to ignore because of longevity.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're getting red flags, like things are not kosher in Denmark, and instead of reacting to those non-kosher things, you're saying, well, I think I'll believe him.
Right. Okay, so I have a really, then I guess, and on top of that, then I have a question, because I'm the type of person where I'm like, if you lie to me, if you're unfaithful, I have no problem walking out that door. Like, I don't want to put myself through that. So I think he knows that I'm the type of person who's going to do that. So what is his response going to be when I do that? Because now I feel like that's something I need to do.
Well, here's the thing, is that I would never tell someone else how to handle a relationship. I would make suggestions and things. But he's not on your board either. That's the big thing I'm getting. He's not on your board. He's not on your board. So if you put on there, I'm in a loving, committed relationship with a wonderful man who loves, honors, and cherishes me, he is. He's not on there.
Okay. Okay. Right? Okay, that's good to know.
He hasn't been for a long time. I mean, do your board. If you need to email me for the attraction traits menu, and that way you can make your own thing for your vision board about who you're in a committed relationship with.
Okay.
Okay? Because that way you can it's like a Chinese restaurant menu. You pick one from column A and two from column B, right?
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
And then you can manifest it. Then you can manifest it, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
All righty, and thank you much. Looks like we are having a spirited conversation over there in the chat room today, anyway. Area code 865-865, you are on live.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I think for me, my biggest question is, how are my children doing?
Give me some more information, sweetie, so I can feel into it.
I have a 16-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter.
And where are they?
They're right now they're with their dad, but during the, you know, every other day, every day they're with me, but this is their dad's weekend. But I think they're very worried about me. And
why are they worried about you?
Have you ever had an aversion to food?
I'm
terrified of food.
I've heard about it, and I would highly recommend that you get professional help.
It's not a matter of what's available to eat. It's a matter of Monsanto's. Everything is poison.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not true, sweetie. That's you know, it's just not true. There's people that want changes in what we eat and how we eat. Are you having trouble eating right now? Or are you just afraid of your eating?
Both.
So you're not eating at all?
No.
Okay, if you're not eating at all, you need to seek professional help. Because not all food is poison. Not all food is unhealthy for you.
I mean, I've been juicing, but you can only take that so far.
Right, right. And the thing is that the big thing is, listen to me carefully. All illness, injury, and disease is caused by stuck negative emotions. The body has tremendous, tremendous capacity to recover from the garbage we put in it. I am not advocating that we eat garbage because it's not good for you. I mean, you know, we don't want to be drinking Drano. But the body has a really great way of being able to purify itself. And if you realize that it isn't just food, that it is stuck negative emotions that poison a body and cause cancers, then you can feel comfortable eating food and then provide your body with as good a nutrition as possible. Does that help?
It does. My biggest thing is how do I help them to understand how I feel? Because they're scared. They're worried. And I can't make it better for them.
They're scared about you, what you're eating, or scared about them eating?
It's about me. You know, I'm down to about 70 pounds.
Well, I would strongly, strongly recommend that you get under a doctor's care ASAP.
I wouldn't trust the allopathic doctor.
Well, then go find a holistic
doctor.
Right. Yeah, homeopathic. There's homeopathic and naturopaths, and it's like all kinds of people. It's like,
you're actually giving mixed messages out. And one is mom's crazy, and two is pick up mom's fears, because mom's fears are rational. And three, be just like mom. You want to have an anorexic daughter?
No, I've done everything within my power to prevent that.
Okay, but the thing is that if you are becoming anorexic where you're not wanting to eat, you need care. Because otherwise, you're going to die, and then who knows what those kids will be eating, right?
I just want to fix the situation with Monsanto. I mean, this is so totally out of control.
I know, but this has really nothing to do with Monsanto. This has to do with you manifesting subconscious fears in another mode, in another way. You're taking all of your fears and putting it onto food, and really that's not the issue here anyway. You're making it about food. It's not about food. It's feeling like you have no control over your life. That's the issue.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Be happy to help you, sweetie.
All right. Yeah, and there are I hope she does. Hope she can get some help with that. Man, that's really bad. Yeah, it's very bad. All right, area code 973. 973, you're on the road.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how can I help?
I'm trying to see how I could get through the grief of my mother passing 2 years ago. Like, what can I do?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. A lot of times we don't realize that we are choosing our grieving process, okay? The main thing is as human beings, every relationship that we go into is going to end, right?
Yes.
And so as human beings, we must be really, really good at the grieving process. It doesn't matter if we lose a child or lose a parent or lose a friend, lose a husband, lose a wife, or lose a pet. Grief sucks, pure and simple. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we can do in order to go down that healing process and allow joy back into our life. the first and most important thing is to set our intention and set our intention to heal and get through this. If we say, I will never get over this, I will never get through this, we have pretty much sentenced ourselves to death. Because our body will go, well, you said you're not going to get through this, so we're going to help you out here, and we'll give you some cancer, we'll give you some other horrible disease for you so that you can die because you've said you're not going to get through it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what you need to do is set your intention. And the other thing is you need to start doing gratitude. I'm so grateful for all the time I had with my mom. I'm so grateful for all of the wonderful things mom taught me, right?
Okay.
Because the direction I'm going. And then start journaling. And only allow yourself, it's been 2 years, right?
Yes. But
okay.
I've been in a very nasty estate battle with my family.
I know, but that's separate from your grieving, sweetie.
It just
that has
made
nothing
it,
to
it just seemed like it made it worse.
No, that has nothing to do with you and your mom and grieving. That's an
okay.
estate. That's legal crap.
Okay.
See the difference?
Okay.
There's a part of you that has said you've given yourself a lie to live by, and that lie is that I will not get over mom's passing until the estate is settled. Right?
Okay.
That's not true. That's a lie, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. You have to separate them. One's a legal, materialistic thing. The other thing is you getting over the loss of your mom. Separate it out. Do you think the estate bothers your mom at all? Hell no. She doesn't care. She could care less.
She's not here no more.
Well, she's in a happy place. She's in a happy, wonderful place. She has no connection to anything in the physical realm except love. Okay?
Okay.
So you need to separate it out, set your intention to heal, and then do proactive grieving. There's lots of different ways to do it. You know what the different stages of grief are?
Yes.
Okay, so we got shock and disbelief, and then anger, guilt, anger, guilt, anger, guilt, anger, guilt, anger, guilt. Then we go through sadness, and we finally get to resolution. When we're in resolution, we say things like, oh, remember the time mom did this? That was so freaking funny. We laughed our butts off, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So that's where you want to get to, where you can talk about her, and the tears don't come, and you just think, oh, that was so funny what she did or what she said, right?
Okay.
Okay. So the big thing is start journaling. Now, because it's been 2 years, you only need to do about 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night, and during that time you journal out everything you can think of that you could say to her if she was right in front of you. You can tell her how pissed off you are at her for dying. You can tell her how pissed off you are that you miss her so much. Do not bring any of the estate business into that grieving process. You with me?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. And then when you are done with that 10 minutes of grieving and set a kitchen timer, when you are done with that 10 minutes of grieving, then for 10 minutes you have to do something fun and silly, like watch funniest home videos or silly videos on the internet. Or make a hot fudge sundae. But you have to do something fun and silly for 10 minutes. Because if you grieve 10 minutes, then you have to follow it with something funny and silly for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because otherwise what happens is the brain gets hardwired for negativity. The brain gets hardwired for grief.
Okay.
Now, it only takes 21 days to rewire the brain. And if you want to find out about this, Joe Dispenza has great stuff on neuroplasticity of the brain and how you change the brain. You change the brain by changing your thoughts and feelings, and all of the negative synapses in the brain fall off and are replaced by positive ones. It's incredible
okay.
how fast it works, okay?
Okay.
And then what you have to do, stay in gratitude. I'm so grateful for. And you want to have gratitude for all of the things that you have, and you want to have gratitude for all the things that you want to happen, and you say them as if they've already happened. I'm so grateful the estate has been settled to my benefit, or whatever you want to say, right?
Okay.
Okay? But you say it as if it's already happened. I'm so grateful and joyful and honored and, you know, all the positive things you can think of. I'm so grateful I have gotten through my grief. Oh, right? You can hear the angel singing.
Yeah, I want to get through it. Okay. I want to get through it because it's a burden.
Well, but you're choosing to continue to grieve, and what you've done is hardwired your brain for grief. So even if something wonderful happens, you're not excited about it. Okay? So
okay.
Those steps of doing proactive grieving and journaling, if you feel anger come out, then go work out at the gym on a heavy bag. All of those things can really help you. And then just realize it's just a process, and guess what? You're going to get through it.
Okay. The whole thing with the estate just made it really nasty because, you know, I didn't feel like I got a chance to grieve. It just became a fight, and, you know, my family broke apart.
I know, but that has nothing to do with grieving. The states have nothing to do with grieving. Grieving is I've lost someone close to me. I am sad. That's grief. Grief is not those damn bastards are trying to steal mom's estate. That's not grieving. That's a legal matter. Right?
Right.
Okay, so separate it out. Separate it out, and then you can get through the process and let the legal matter take care of itself, do whatever you need to do or are requested to do, and then you can just grieve on your own. You've tied the two together, and so that's why you're having trouble getting through the grief.
I just expected, you know, I didn't expect, you know, so much, you know, hatred and malice, you know, because we lost our mother suddenly. I expected everybody just to try to work things out.
Yeah, but that's
know.
Human nature. It's human nature. You know, if there's money or property involved, people will fight for it. And it's sad. It's sad, but that's just human nature. And the thing is you can get sucked in or you can ignore it all. It's your choice. You're choosing to get sucked into it. Right?
Right.
Okay, well, you can make a choice to not be sucked into it either. Yeah?
True.
All right, sweetie, you take care.
Legally responsible, you know, yeah. Being accountable, you know, having to pay attorneys and all that stuff.
I know, but the thing is you just have to stay on top of the attorneys. Otherwise, they drag it out, and the more they drag it out, the more you got to pay. So, and the more they just eat away. Most of the time, estates are totally consumed
by
attorneys.
And that's what's happening.
Well, so you need to get an arbitrator in there to get things settled. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie, all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see here. Yeah, we get some issues happening in chat, so it's like, yeehaw.
Are you watching what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out our. It's like the best I can do for it at the moment is do the moderated mode. So it's like, yeah, where I have to approve each and every statement. It's like, so I'm hanging in. Anyway, so some topics, Terry. It's like this is a, you know, it's like we got a little bit of time here. We got about 26 minutes. And let's do a little bit of topic talk. It's like, you know, there was stuff like our very first show that I had wanted to ask you. And, man, it's like I just, you know, just didn't get a chance to. So I was like, wow, you know.
Well, I'm happy to help. I think we had talked about wanting to discuss energy healing.
Definitely.
I'm happy to address that. I get so frustrated for people when they're going through health issues and suffering, and it's just sad when they can heal themselves, and I think people need to know and understand that anyone can heal themselves from anything, as long as they just don't wait too long. It's the expression is everything is curable, not everyone will be cured. And the reason is because of personal choices and not wanting to look at issues and that kind of thing. So I love teaching people how to heal themselves. And I've been watching my clients do it, and I'm so excited for them because so many wonderful, wonderful miracle healings are taking place. And I want to preface it by saying that I'm not anti-allopathic medicine. I'm not anti-allopathic medicine. There are so many great medications, life-saving medications, incredible diagnostics. We don't want to throw the baby out the window with the dirty bathwater. Okay? But the thing is that there's a time and a place for it. The biggest problem is like cancer. Cancer is big business. From the time you get diagnosed till the time you either die or are cured, and of course they'll never use the word cured, someone is going to pay $1 million for your care and treatment. $1 million a person per cancer. Isn't that lovely? So it's big business. So curing people.
I have a comment on that. It's like I'm actually with a company that has Ganoderma, and it's really interesting because as an herb, it is actually shown in the past 5,000 or 6,000 years worth of use that it actively kills cancer cells. And then the other, I mean, it's an international company. In all the other countries except the United States, they are allowed to say it poisons cancer cells and it does cure cancer is what they're allowed to say. So there are cures on this planet. It's just that it's not for us here in the United States because of our FDA. So we cannot use the words diagnose or cure with the
right.
word cancer in certain herbs. But it's like there are cures. It's like it's just that our drug culture does not want to acknowledge them.
Yeah, but even more importantly is that the biggest cure that we have for all disease is our brains. They're starting to do research now where they understand that the nucleus of the cell, which houses the DNA, has very little to do with fighting disease. What fights disease is the cell membranes. The cell membranes are like little miniature brains themselves. And so the cell membranes communicate with the brain, and if there's emotional issues, then those cells that are impacted by the emotions do their thing, which is usually not good. And if there's positive things, then the cells feel great. I mean, it's just incredible. So this is a huge change from believing that the cell nucleus that houses the DNA is what makes everything happen in the cell. This is a huge, huge change. So we're now looking at the fact that the cell membranes respond to emotions. This is huge. So that's why there's no room for any disease in a happy body. It's why people that are ecstatically happy, down to the bone happy, never get sick. They never get sick.
Right.
So,
you know, and they're saying, like, you look at Matresa, who worked in what was the ghettos of Calcutta around, you know, like all the sickness and diseases, and it's like, look how old she lived to be, and she never took vaccinations, she never took, you know, any of that kind of stuff, and she also never got sick because she was always operating out of the spirit of love.
That's right. And love is the highest frequency possible. So if we love all our cells cooperate with us because they're getting the message from the brain. The brain is saying, I love all you cells. And you know, it's amazing how fast it works. And I tried it on two separate things just in the last couple of days. I am shocked. Because these were big things. One was vertigo because one of those little crystals got loose in my ear. So if I laid down on my left side, I had really bad vertigo.
Wow.
And I don't know what made me do it, but I just told my body, I said, stop it. Guess what? It worked. And I haven't had one little teeny tiny bit of vertigo since. And it was really weird because
wow.
it was like only when I laid on my left side. So the other
wow.
thing is that I wrenched my knee. And this felt like a sprain. It was swollen. It was hot. It was just one of those where I thought I'm going to have to wrap it and ice it and stay off of it and all that stuff. I just talked to my knee, and I said, you're fine. You're okay. You can have the swelling go down. I'm going to be real careful for the next couple of days, but the swelling can go down. You don't need this to put the swelling here. I'm going to watch it, and I'm putting this medicine on, and this medicine will make it all better. I put some Absorbine on it, you know, but I told my knee, this Absorbine is just going to make it
Absorbine
all better.
Junior. Yeah, I remember that stuff. It's awesome. I like it.
Yeah. So, well, I always have it around for my horses. So anyway, I'm telling you, I could go do tap dancing today. I am just absolutely fine.
And so it's amazing. Cool. The body will respond. Talk to the cells. Talk
right.
to the cells. Love them.
Hope
don't get mad at them.
Yeah.
You've got to, and because the cell membrane, they are saying, is the same tissue that is the brain. So we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And if we've got deep-rooted stuff from a long time ago, you know, that's the kind of stuff where we can learn to do energy healing. And the new modalities for energy healing are to, you know, expand the energy field, look at the energy field, find the place on the energy field where it is wrinkled or bulged or, you know, not smooth. Focus on just that spot. Focus on release, release, release in that one spot. And then once it's all smoothed out, allow the energy field to come back to the body, and you're done. You're basically done. And what happens is the energy field is a template for the body, so the body goes back to being its normal original self. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, totally.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's what energy healing, as far as I understand, is, you know, is based on. It's like it's just bringing, there's the vibration of ease or dis-ease. And it's like I've heard it, you know, labeled that as in nurses, you know, with therapeutic touch and all that. And they say it's just a question of, you know, there's a vibration of health and there's a vibration of, you know, unhealth. So it's like it's a matter of bringing our vibes, literally our vibrations, back into a healthy mode, you know. It's like, and that makes
right.
sense. What you're talking about, the body template, is like, is absolutely true, because once you do it on the astral plane or on the, you know, on the energy plane, it's like it does, you know, sometimes people have had like instantaneous stuff happen. Other times it takes a while, you know, so it just depends on, you know, where you're at.
But it does work. That's what's so amazing
yeah.
about it. Again, I really want to stress, I am not anti-allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine has got great life-saving treatments, life-saving drugs. You know, if somebody gets in a car accident, you don't want somebody doing Reiki on them. You know, maybe after, but, you know, they need a freaking trauma surgeon.
Yeah.
You know? It's a trauma surgeon.
Yeah, if you've been shot with a bullet, it's like it's time to get a, yeah, it's time to go have the bullet removed. Right, you don't want to leave
yeah.
it. You can get left poisoning.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But the thing is that the healing modalities are great, you know, during the healing process. But, you know, if you need a trauma surgeon, you need a trauma surgeon. That's all there is to it. But then you can focus on, okay, why did I attract an injury? Now let's bring in some energy healing. Why did I have the need for an accident? And that just changes
right.
the whole thing, because there are really no accidents.
Right.
You know, if we
it was a gal in chat going, it's like, okay, it's like I've learned all I can learn from my sprained ankle. Time for you to go away now. Going, yeah, that's a good idea. Exactly. What did the sprained ankle have to teach me today? It's like, why did I need to do that? Right.
Absolutely. But it's really funny.
I know what it was. I remember what it was I was going to ask you about was about the joints. I know part of it is the right side of the body is stuff that's outgoing stuff, and the left side is like incoming stuff. But it was about the joints. It's like there was a thing you said with the joints, and it's like if people are having joint problems, it means they're in their knees. It means they're having problems moving forward into stuff. It's like, and I've heard that was, you know, for a long time ago. So I know what, you know, what is it like if people are having problems, you know, like with their ankles, with their hips, with their backs, with their, you know, different parts of the body. And I was hoping that you could kind of shed some more light on that, because I remember that. I remember reading this whole thing about it, and it triggered it. You know, last time when you said when people have knee problems, it's because they have fear of moving forward into something. So it's like, what were some of the other parts of the body that also
have
that?
Kelly, it's really simple. I mean, think about it. If you hurt your hands, it means I can't handle this. You have to figure out what this is. You know,
right.
knees are usually an unwillingness or fear of moving forward. What I have found about ankles is ankles are often base chakra. Base chakra
is fear of survivability. You know, that, you know, we're not going to have those needs met, which is air, water, food, shelter. That's basic
right.
needs. Low back is childhood issues. Female organs, childhood issues. Prostate,
oh.
childhood issues. Large intestine, childhood issues. I've never
wow.
worked with a person who has Crohn's or IBS that it was not molested at some point in their life. And I know that's really sticking my neck out there, but a lot of molestation takes place in infancy and toddlerhood where a child has
wow.
no conscious memory of it, and they certainly
right.
can't tell anyone.
No,
people know that pedophiles are preying on children that can't speak.
Right.
That's what they're looking for. So
yeah.
a lot of people aren't going to have a conscious memory of it. They're not going to be even aware that something like that happened. And so it's real important to figure out what that is. But, you know, I'm starting to change my opinion about that, too. I really am, because there's a lot of times when you try to help someone get into whatever happened to them, and instead of them getting healed, they actually develop PTSD.
Wow.
And so the thing is if you're trying to help someone to heal, the last thing you want is to make things worse. And PTSD
right.
would be much worse than just having any kind of a physical problem. So
right.
this new
that
healing modality where all you do is expand the energy field, work on it, and let it back to the body, that is doing healing without having to get into what it is. It's just releasing it from the physical body because it's being released from the energy field. And I'm really, really leaning towards the fact that that's the way to go, that we don't have to go dig up the bones, you know, to figure out what horrible, horrible thing happened, you know, except in certain cases or except in cases where a person really wants to know because they get little flashbacks and things and they want the clarity on those flashbacks. So I think the new method of not having to know what happened is much better and much easier on people when they're trying to heal themselves. I really do.
Right. Right. And post-traumatic stress syndrome is like damage to the brain. So it's like, yeah, and I can see, you know, why that would be, because it's like when you damage your thought process, you know, to the point where you're so stressed you can't think straight, it's like, yeah, then you open yourself up for all kinds of different stuff, you know, for things to happen to the physical body, not just your emotional and mental body.
Right. Well, and that's why if you heal the field, then when the field
right.
goes back to the physical body, it realigns everything in the cells. You know, it starts talking to those cell membranes going, hey, you guys, listen, straighten up. You got to fly right. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just really intrigued by it. If anybody's interested, probably one of the best books that I've ever read on medical intuition is Deborah King's book. And it's called Deborah King. The book is called Truth Heals.
Truth Heals.
What you hide. And then her other book is called Be Your Own Shaman.
Truth Heals and Be. Let's type an exam here. Be Your Own Shaman.
Yeah, those
cool.
two books
and it's
are
Deborah Deborah.
No, Orah.
Okay, Deborah. Okay. Deborah.
Those two books are probably the best, I think, for you know people that are interested in figuring out you know how they have issues in the tissues. And then
the tissues
out.
Like that.
Yeah. And then. How to release it.
I keep learning new stuff from you. It's like the last go-around I learned, you know, that ego was easing God out, and it's like it was really funny because somebody responded in the chat. They said, oh, you don't mean ejecting God out? Because some people kick him out a lot faster than others. So like, oh, that's a word, too.
Yeah, ejecting is good, too. That's a good word.
Right. So how do people get rid of ego? It's like, you know, how do you get rid of that? It's like, you know, because I mean, that comes up a lot. It's like, how do you as a psychic put your own ego aside, you know, to be a clear channel? It's like,
Kelly,
there is, like, there's a lot of that.
I think that's something that, as an intuitive, I think that's something that you work on every minute of every day. You have to never make it about you. You know, we have to be, I always picture myself as being a humble servant.
Right.
You know, that I'm grateful for my clients. I'm not all that. There's nothing
right.
more important than my hair and nails. So the thing is that we have to just choose to be in surrender. And I know this information doesn't come from me. It's coming through me. I'm just like a big cell phone tower. I get information.
Yep.
I pass it on where appropriate. And
yep.
so
we got a caller here too. It's like but go ahead. Yeah. So I'm hearing this here. It's like like a cell tower. Like I always visualize it like water tubes or like PVC pipe. You know, through your body. It's like, you know, God pours the spirit through you. You know, and you are like the vessel. It's like until you are filled up and you overflow, something like that.
I think I like cell phone tower because that really feels like what I do. I receive information.
Cool.
It's bounced
right.
off of me. It's just bounced off of me. It's not my stuff.
Cool.
You know, and it gets you out of the equation. You're just the mouthpiece. And
right.
the other thing you do is I stay in gratitude every minute of every day. I'm in gratitude for what I have and what I want. I stay in gratitude. And staying
right.
in gratitude keeps you humble.
There
it
you
keeps
go.
You
yeah.
humble.
Yeah. There's a song for that, but let's take our caller here real quick. Area code 617. 617, you're on with us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help?
I just want a general reading and see what you see around me, what's going on around me.
I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding you. And I love working off of questions. So if you have specific questions, just fire away. Go ahead.
The guy I'm dealing with, do you see him cheating on me?
This is another one of those cases where my guys are asking me, why are you asking this question? Because you already have your own assumptions. And you know, when you know, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it feels like a duck, it's probably a duck. Right?
So that means yes? Hello.
Well, that's one of those things I think you already know the answer to. So I don't need to, you know, you're just looking for confirmation. And you should have that confirmation yourself. You know, you have to trust your own instincts. You have to trust your own feelings in a situation. You know, and I know so many women that they let things go on and on and on, and they almost wait until they get an STD.
So you're saying that he is or he's not?
You already know the answer to the question. I don't need to answer it.
No, I really don't, because one minute I think he's not and one minute I think he is. That's why I call him Max Shugo. I really don't know.
Well, the big thing is that you have to look at the other red flags that you have in the relationship. You have to look at the other red flags, because I think those are actually just as bad as somebody who's cheating. Okay? You have to look at the other things that are wrong in the relationship. It's really important to do that.
What was everything right? And if you can have a right man, and a right man is still going to be cheating on you too, though.
No, because if you have on your vision board, I'm in a loving, committed relationship with a wonderful man who loves, honors, and cherishes me.
I see a lot of people like that. They're in love relationships,
no.
and they still have a message on the side.
No.
That's why I asked you, if you see the man I'm with cheating on me,
yes or no? Sweetie, you're not hearing me. If they love, honor, and cherish you, they will not be cheating on you. Not every man cheats. But if you believe every man cheats, then you will only attract a man that cheats.
You got some men that love, honor, obey their women, but they still cheat on a woman.
Well,
you still got some men out there that does that. They do everything right at home, but they still cheat on a woman.
Well, but you have to decide if you're okay with that or not. I would never be okay with that.
No, I wouldn't know if it, that's why I called to ask you, do you see my the guy I go with, is he cheated on me? I said, no, no, you don't know. So you don't see it either. He says, do you
no.
see it? Yes, no.
You're not hearing me. It is basically unethical for me to answer a question like that. It is unethical. It's the same as if you asked me, when am I going to die? It's an unethical question. That's why I'm saying you have to feel into the situation. And when you
that's because why I'm calling asking you a question for then. If I got to feel in my own situation, why I'm calling asking you anything? Because it's simple yes or no. Do you see it? Do you don't see it? Because sometimes I think you'd be lying. Do you see it or don't see it? Simple yes or no. That's why I call it ask you a simple question. Don't sit there and tell me that I see it or not, because if I see it, I won't be calling asking you nothing.
I think that's something that you just have to learn to figure out for yourself. I really do, because if you have to ask someone else about your relationship, then you're disempowered in that relationship. And we cannot be in a relationship where you're disempowered. You know, I'm trying to teach you to do it on your own rather than depend on somebody for that kind of information. That's critical information. Look at the results. If I tell you, oh, my God, yes, he's cheating on you, what's going to happen in your relationship? What if you guys get in a fight and he kills you? Then I have that on my shoulders, right? Or what if I say, no, he's not, and you turn up with HIV because he was cheating on you? Do you see what I mean? Those are questions I will never answer because they are unethical because of the results. I cannot control the results of what you do with the information, and so I will never answer unethical questions. I won't answer. There's a whole list of 7 questions I will never answer, and that's one of them. Is so-and-so cheating on me? I will never answer it. It's the same as, who am I going to marry? When am I going to get married? How many times am I going to be married? How many children am I going to have? How many pregnancies? Those questions never serve to be answered, okay, sweetie? I'm not being nasty or snotty or anything. It is unethical, and you just have to trust me on that, okay?
Right, and it's like, you know, and some people do, you know, do take a shot at answering those. You know, it's like, it's just that, you know, I mean, you know, we want our callers to understand. It's like, you know, we're not trying to avoid, you know, avoid answering a question or, you know, whatever, avoid a situation. But, you know, different psychics get different, you know, information. And, you know, it's like, and some people take a shot at answering those and some people won't. And it's like, you know, you guys just need to know that's what Terry 7, she will not answer. So it's like, you know, there you go.
Yeah. The thing is, too, is that people really need to understand that I have very, very impeccable ethics. I've taken a long time to develop them. It's one of the first things that I teach when I teach a course. Is, hey, you're going to get the answer to questions, and then your guides are going to tell you, do not answer that question, okay? And look at Sylvia Brown and all of the horrible, horrible damage that she has done by answering questions and answering them wrong, and the horrible heartache that she caused. And because it's unfortunate, but she has no ethics. I'm not going there. I'm going to have ethics. I'm going to maintain them. And if it pisses you off that I won't directly answer a question, oh, well, I can't help myself. It's more important to me to have ethics than to just be, you know, Johnny on the spot and answer every question that is posed to me. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to compromise my ethics.
And we have had some really, I'll just say, it's like everybody commented, I was just like, man, it's like, what? Energy today. Ooh, besides 90 seconds. Okay. What is with the energy field today, man? It's like, are we being hit by solar flares or what? Or did the government pull out their harp and decide to play it on all of us today? What is happening today? Oh, man.
Well, it's been wonderful being here, Kelly, and I really appreciate you having me on the show and getting to interact with everybody. And it's really been really fun.
Indeed. We like having you here, Terry. This is really cool. It's really amazing. Like I said, one of these times, like I say, we need to need to go a little bit more. It's like, you know, on the spine. It's like, because I've heard, like, I still want to ask on those, but it's like, you know, we got like 66 of them, and have you tell us, everybody, you know, how to get a hold of you off the air. And you know, really and truly, what we encourage people to do with the shows is, you know, you get just a little bit, you get just a little bit of a taste of what you know, what our psychics can do, you know, what they do as readers. But really, the best option you have is to, you know, go to their website. And I am reading from them, so you have personal time, so you don't have all this stuff going on the air, because we know there's a lot of stuff living here. So one more thing, how can people get a hold of you?
My website is www.terrijay.com, or you can email me at Terri, T-E-R-R-I, at terrijay.com.
Awesome. All righty. And that's a wrap for us. It's like, thank you guys for being here today. And join us again tomorrow. We'll be back on at 9 p.m. Eastern time with Seth. And, boy, I haven't looked at the schedule. It's like, I know Seth is on tomorrow night. So it's like, anyway. But thank you so much, Terri. And we will see you again next Saturday. Have an awesome one.
All righty. Sounds good.